This week, the Morrison government dramatically backflipped on its reduction of Food Bank Australia's funding by 50%. The decision comes less than 24 hours after the announcement, with the government going as far as adding an additional $1.4 million over the next 4.5 years. I spoke to Gerry Anderson, the CEO of Food Bank New South Wales and ACT, to ask if the government takes food relief seriously as Sydney's population and the cost of living continues to rise.
Look, the reality, I think the decision was made without a lot of knowledge from the federal department and the federal minister. We've issued an invitation to Paul Fletcher on Monday to come and visit and see the magnitude of what we do. They're huge numbers. Last year, that equated to 20 million meals just in New South Wales and ACT alone.
How is the funding from a federal level distributed amongst the states and territories?
The federal government provides funds, albeit small amounts of money, because 3 years ago we were getting $1.5 million, and then they reduced that to $750,000, and then this latest cut, which has now been sensibly reversed, another $430,000.
So a huge amount of the process is essentially subsidised.
Yeah, the manufacturing industry are our partners. I mean, even the Australian milk industry, even though they've gone through tough times, all the major players in the milk industry support what we're doing, and we give them some of those federal government funds to subsidise what they're doing.
How much funding does the Sydney metropolitan area receive per year, roughly?
20% of that total funding, because we're a third of the population of Australia, so all of the federal government funded through Food Bank Australia Food, we get a third of that. That's a significant amount. 4 million people in 2018, and a third of those live in New South Wales and the ACT.
And what are some of the reasons that you think these numbers are increasing, particularly in New South Wales?
High energy costs, high costs of fuel, high rent. Just the general costs of living are so high that food has become a discretionary spend.
One in six Australians report having experienced food insecurity at least once in the last 12 months, and over a quarter of these people consider it a regular occurrence. What sort of circumstances are allowing this cycle to perpetuate itself?
And the last survey showed 51% of those people who we surveyed through the welfare agencies that we supply food to are the working poor.
And what are some of the major demographics that you often see with your program? Are they families, single men, single mothers?
No, look, they tend to be the working poor families, and then the single parent families, then the unemployed.
$750 million a year to be divided amongst the states and territories doesn't seem like a particularly high figure at all when considering over 43,000 people seeking food relief each month are unable to be assisted by charities and community groups.
It's miserable. Unfortunately, those people who live on or work on the big hill in Canberra aren't pulling their share of the load, and it's about time they did.
And do you think that, because Morrison made it quite clear that the emphasis was going to be on drought-affected areas, So do you think at all that maybe metropolitan areas may see a lack of funding in turn because of the Morrison government's incentive on affecting drought-affected areas?
From a food bank perspective at the moment, the Morrison government haven't given a cent to food bank in Queensland and New South Wales to help with drought. And, you know, in the year we've just completed, that was about 70 million meals across the nation. So the announcement by the government, the federal government, to cut that funding, unfortunately, was ill-conceived.
What are some of the areas that are most reliant upon your organisation?
Oh, look, the western suburbs is extremely reliant. Then you've got some of the suburbs out towards Campbelltown and Minto and those general areas where there are people who need some help, and even some of the inner city areas that, you know. So we've got over 600 charities registered with us, and, you know, more than half of those are in Sydney.
The aggregate price of food and beverages, according to the ABS, has risen 0.3% since June 2017. Are staple goods such as fresh vegetables and fruit becoming too expensive for lower-income families in Sydney?
They are an issue. One of the problems with fresh produce is it doesn't travel very well. be a bit restrictive. So the people who come and shop with us, so all the Sydney charities in the main physically come, grab their order and pick and pack it. And then they get access to the fresh produce. But, I mean, things like tomatoes and cherries and lettuce and cucumbers and zucchini, they don't travel.
National figures from the Department of Family and Community Services show that family homelessness rates have continued to remain high in Australia, particularly in metropolitan Sydney. So is infant care products and baby formula in demand by the charities in Sydney that you support?
We don't get a lot of baby formula. And so that's one of the areas that we don't see a lot of. It's one of the things that the charities ask, could we put on? We've made a conscious decision not to.
The effects of the drought have obviously taken a profound toll on regional New South Wales, but housing prices and the cost of living are a primary concern for your metropolitan relief programs. So what are Foodbanks New South Wales projections for the coming year?
The year we're in at the moment, and I did some numbers with our staff yesterday, after the first quarter, it's looking like that's going to be higher than 13,000 tonne in the year. So that'll equate to about 25 million meals.
Are those figures sustainable for your organisation?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we run a financially sustainable model. We run it as a business. We're a very efficient logistics business with a not-for-profit heart. And we're a business with soul.
The problems facing food relief in New South Wales are obviously divided between a need for regional involvement, but just as well the prevailing issues in metropolitan Sydney. So besides the funding boost, obviously, are there any more plans for the federal government to actively involve themselves in food relief programs?
I'm confident there's a meeting happening with Minister Fletcher and Food Bank Australia and a couple of the other smaller food charities to work through all of these issues. And the reality, we asked them for $10 million, the federal government. And in the big scheme of things, that's not a lot of money.
Do you think overpopulation is becoming an issue? And do you think that it'll have a more profound effect upon your business model as the years go on?
Look, we haven't spent any time worrying about that. The politicians will sort that out. We just want to feed hungry Aussies.
Gerry Anderson, CEO of Foodbank New South Wales and ACT, ending that report.